Well, Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen joins us, our takeaway sports contributor. If you stayed up last night, you saw a game. The Indianapolis Colts topped the Miami Dolphins 27-23 last night. You saw a different brand of football going back to the early days of the NFL. Ibrahim, what's going on?
You called it perfectly right there. It is old-style football. It's actually the Delaware Wing T that's probably the most similar. It's a fast-paced, lots of direction brand of option offense where multiple players at any given point could have the ball, and it prevents...
I mean, you hike the ball, it goes to this guy, it goes to this guy, somebody else passes, it's really... They call it the wildcat, right?
Correct, and it presents serious challenges for a defense.
And it definitely stumped the Miami Dolphins, although they were in it to the end.
Well, the Dolphins actually were... The Dolphins had time of possession. They had like 70 or 80 minutes in the game of time of possession. They controlled the most of the game. The problem is that the Dolphins never had a big play. They didn't break anything wide open. And the Indianapolis Colts they had the ball under 15 minutes, which usually means you're going to lose the game. But they were surprised.
That's what's so interesting here. I mean, the Wildcat, which is what the Miami Dolphins were using, really gave them control of the ball, but not control of the game.
Which, exactly. They had more yards per play with the Wildcat than they had with a traditional offense. But at the end of the game, when they really needed to score, they put Chad Pennington behind center, and they actually had a chance in the very end. The receiver for the Dolphins had his hands on the ball, and he couldn't catch it in the end zone.
Yeah, that was a real heartbreaker. I guess the other takeaway from this game last night is in the fourth quarter, you give the ball to a Manning. Peyton Manning did it for the Colts. Eli Manning did it for the Giants on Sunday. What do you think?
They're definitely bred, it seems like, to make that happen in that critical moment in time. But Peyton Manning is the older brother, and he is like ice and steel at the end of a football game. He's going to complete passes. And the one word for him and the entire Colts offense was efficient. They had the ball under 15 minutes, and they scored. It literally seemed like they were just scoring every time they had the ball, particularly in the end of the game when they made it happen when they needed to.
Now, the question really is on this Wildcat offense. Anybody else going to use it?
I think the Eagles should use it because they got a guy named Michael Vick, but I'm not sure if anyone else is going to pick it up.
All right, so it'll be a Dolphin signature, but the question is, will they even make it into the postseason? Again, the Miami Dolphins lost to the Indianapolis Colts. Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, Takeaway Sports contributor, thanks so much.
Good morning.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.